It's a race. Good morning with a KUAC UConn Quest update. I'm Dan Bross. Matt Hall and Brent Sass are running close at the front of the pack between Circle and Central, less than 200 miles from the Fairbanks finish. Hugh Neff is also on the way to Central, about 30 miles behind the leaders. Alan Moore and Ed Hopkins are headed towards Circle, while Paige Drobny and Catherine Keith were resting at Slavens at last check. Nine other mushers are strung out along the trail back to Eagle, while Hank DeBruin is in the Red Lantern spot making his way to Eagle. KUAC's Molly Reddick is in Circle, where she got to talk to the leaders last night.
Matt Hall made a big move on Saturday when he left Eagle and ran 100 miles straight to Slavens Roadhouse to take the lead in the UConn Quest. It was a risky move that could either pay off or backfire in the long run.
It seemed to go good so far, yeah.
The run took 16 hours, and he fell asleep a couple times on the way.
Well, fortunately, every time it's happened, I've had hold of the sled as I've gone over.
He passed front runner Brent Sass at the Trout Creek cabin, 46 miles from Eagle. Sass left the cabin 20 minutes later and saw Hall's tracks in the snow. He was happy to chase for a while rather than be chased, especially since the trail was blown in with 3 to 4 inches of fresh snow.
I was happy at that point because then he was breaking trail and the dogs were kind of on a fresh track.
Sass arrived to Circle 30 minutes after Hall. After bedding down their teams, they peeled off layers of clothing crusted in frost. Hall said Sass's team might be a little faster because they'd rested more recently, but over the course of the race, their rest times were equal.
He's probably has the advantage right now, but it's close, so it's fun anyway.
The frontrunners were slowing down thanks to cold weather, drifted snow, and the fact they'd run over 700 miles in the past week. Sass had considered blowing through the Circle checkpoint, but at 40 below zero, he decided to stay in the warm building rather than camp outside. He sat at a table eating a heaping plate of steak and potatoes.
This meal is way better than what I was going to have out there.
He said he was excited to have a race.
Matt's got a great dog team, and it's going to be quite the battle to the finish line, I think.
On Saturday morning, mushers were still coming into Eagle. Ryan Olson showed up as the light snow faded to clear, cold skies. When she walked into the schoolhouse, she was greeted by a brownie with a candle in it. It was a warm reception after a long, lonely stretch of trail. Eagle is 150 miles from Dawson, capped with a steep climb over American Summit, and she had to carry a 70-pound dog, Ruku, for the last 100 miles. She decided to drop him in Eagle.
We just carried him over 100 miles, so we're not going to carry him anymore.
After a big win in the Copper Basin 300 a few weeks ago, Olson has been running in the middle of the pack for most of the quest. She has a few rookies on the team and is missing a few main leaders. On the upside, some other dogs have stepped in to fill the hole.
Yeah, Lefty, the white one, he's been in lead since the start, and he's never led in a race before. So I'm really excited about him.
Next to Lefty, a black dog named Goblin made himself comfortable, spinning around 10 times or so to flatten the straw before nesting into it. While the last run was tough, Olson said her team was still having fun.
They love smelling the moose and all of a sudden having like a burst of speed. And they've been really, really rocking and rolling.
She was having fun too. She didn't have a specific goal, just wanted to keep going.
Just to remain steady and make it to the finish line. we'll be very happy with that.
After Circle, mushers follow Birch Creek to Central, then head over Eagle Summit. On the UConn Quest Trail and Circle, I'm Molly Reddick.
The ascent of Eagle Summit often shakes up the UConn Quest when the race finishes in Fairbanks, where a winner is expected tomorrow. I'm Dan Bross.
KUAC coverage of the 2017 UConn Quest is made possible by Radiology Consultants, Golden Heart Emergency Physicians, Kinross Fort Knox, Samard Automotive, and Samard Chevron, North Pole Veterinary Hospital, Sourdough Fuel, Water Wagon, Wendell Street Psychiatric Services, and Sipping Streams Tea Company. Proud sponsors of KUAC.